Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today we are in for a special treat. As many of you know, the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation is governed by a board of elected officials, and today we have our board president, Carol Rogers, joining us. Welcome, Carol.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy that you're here. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while. One of the things that I'm really impressed with by your service is that you have been a registered nurse, a licensed registered nurse, for more than 50 years.
Yes.
That's incredible.
It is.
Tell me about when you knew that you wanted to make nursing your career.
It wasn't too difficult because my mother and grandmother were nurses. My grandmother was actually a country midwife. So
oh, wow.
I didn't know her very well, but I think that it's sort of a tradition with females in the family. Although my granddaughter is a vet tech, so wrong kind of humans.
But it's she's related.
She takes care of animals. And early on, just before I went to nursing school, I had a special friend, and she had the funniest sense of humor. She was a registered nurse at the local hospital, and she and I shared the same strange sense of humor. And she said, "You'd make a great nurse." And I said, "I've always wanted to look into that." So that's what happened.
So being a nurse for that long must inform your involvement with the district. In what ways would you think that that's true?
Well, we moved here in 2014. That's the year I ran for the board. But before that, for 8 years, I was elected director for a healthcare district in Northern California.
Okay.
And we went through the issues at hand in the Bay Area with that district. We fought for seismic retrofit of our local trauma hospital.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. And they wanted to close a community hospital that the district owns, so we fought against that. We constructed two brand new medical office buildings so that to face the physician shortage in the Bay Area. So I guess you could just say I'm an old hand.
You came to this district with a lot of experience.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I was board president for 5 of those 8 years, and that's because 3 of my directors were working physicians and the other one was an attorney, and they just turned the job over to me.
Well, you're very good in the role.
Oh, thank you.
You've actually been with our district for 10 years, and this is your second time serving as president, is that correct?
Yes. I was served as president during my first term.
Oh, wow.
4 years. Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. During that 10 years, what has been the accomplishment or accomplishments that you've made as part of the board that you are most proud of?
Well, you know, you just need to look around, right?
Right.
I love CV Link. I'm in the Bay Area. We have a trail like that goes around the entire Bay Area and circles the Bay Area, and we lived about 2 blocks from it, and you just saw the community out there with their strollers and their skateboards and the walking people, and you know, it was so healthy for an outdoor activity, and I really look forward to that. I'm really proud that the district was able to sponsor that as a 40-mile wide trail pathway
across the valley.
Yeah, and you know, we've supported the community health centers in the valley. Did you know that we help finance low-income apartments for DAP Health? We support food banks, behavioral health services. I was at the Boys and Girls Club in Palm Springs one afternoon, and there's a plaque on the side of the elevator, you know, "Thank you, Desert Healthcare District, for helping us build this elevator," you know.
That must make you feel really good.
Yeah. You go into the gymnasium at the Desert Hot Springs Health Center, and you know, that's a big place. And up on the wall, all across the wall, you know, is Desert Healthcare District signature. So we've made a big impact.
We have. I walk some mornings at Ruth Hardy Park, and there's the Wellness Park right there.
Yes, the Wellness Park.
And there's
park.
A sign that says Desert Healthcare District.
I love that one.
It's a very good feeling. Is there an issue or topic that you personally would like to see the healthcare district take on?
Well, I think it's, in my personal opinion, we need to prioritize social determinants of health. At one point in time, DAP, their signature signage at the front of their clinic said, health is housing. Food banks is housing. Food insecurity is housing. Rent subsidies is health care. There, we just need to look outside the box. And with the passage, I know you're going to ask, we're going to talk about Measure AA.
Right.
We'll have a big opportunity to think outside the box and think big.
So when you talk about social determinants of health, for people who listening who may not understand what that is, we're talking about the essentials of life. All of those other things that can yes. affect your health and your wellness.
Yes.
You mentioned housing, even jobs, economics. Absolutely.
Yeah. It just encompasses so much.
It absolutely does. So let's get to Measure AA. In November 2024, voters, Coachella Valley voters, overwhelmingly supported this measure to lease Desert Regional Medical Center to Tenet for 30 years, and with the ultimate transfer of the property to Tenet at the end of that lease. We had many community meetings, I think 11 community meetings, just to get community input, to educate the community about that. And as you mentioned, there are a lot of opportunities to come with that. What most excites you about the district's future?
Visualize a $100 million check in your bank account.
I like that vision.
Yes, and visualize another $20 million a year for 10 years. And what do you think you might be able to do with that? We're hiring a consultant to help us look at that, not just 5-year, 10-year, but 30 years down the road. What's the impact that the district could make on us? And, you know, that's what I'm most excited about. We need to look at the big picture of how we can make a lasting imprint, lasting effect on the valley and healthcare.
And the consultant you mentioned will actually help us decide or determine the strategic plan goals going
forward. Exactly.
Which is going to inform how we fund things, but also programming, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping that the board will look at other things besides immunization clinics, which we need, but I'm saying let's look at the big picture. How can we help the children with their health care and homelessness? Homelessness is the number one concern of people in the valley. You ask them what their issues are, and that homelessness is number one.
And that's something that you're very personally passionate about, I believe, right?
Yes, yes.
How are you involved in that? I know you do some things and support some organizations in the community that have to deal with homelessness.
Right. With street medicine, I worked with Desert Physicians Medical Group with their street medicine program, UC Riverside Street Medicine. I volunteer as a nurse. I show up with my stethoscope and my name badge and go around and ask people. I sort of do triage, you know, do you have any healthcare issues? Do you need to see a physician today? Our mobile medical clinic is here with physicians, residents to help you with your healthcare. At Desert Hot Springs on the third Thursday, which is coming up, I think May 15th, we'll be present. And I volunteer with Word of Life Fellowship, and they provide hot lunches, they provide clothing, they work with the social service organizations, they support the mobile medical clinic, we volunteer with overflow showers that go out in the valley and provide showers for homeless people.
So you have a lot of direct contact with people experiencing homelessness. What are some of the misperceptions that you think we have in the community about unhoused people, and just what have you learned about people experiencing homelessness?
I think that people who are homeless, I've heard Greg Rodriguez, is a member of our board, I heard him say a long time ago, does homelessness cause mental illness or does mental illness cause homelessness? And I attended a California Psychiatric Association meeting once, and they talked about the spiraling effect of homelessness and how people feel like they're invisible. And I think what you really need is to acknowledge their presence. If you see a homeless person, even if they're just out in the street begging, they say don't give homeless people money, but wave to them and give them an encouraging word to let them know that they're people. And we've got some great social service organizations to help get people housed. We need more roofs. We need more housing for homeless people.
Right, and you're very passionate about that as well. Mm-hmm. And it's a really interesting point that I've never really thought about. People who are homeless, they're already out there, and if they're not recognized, they must contribute to a sense of hopelessness.
That's it. Okay. That's it. I know the district's funded Word of Life Fellowship, and they get together every Tuesday morning, and we pack 120 lunch bags. And we get our assembly line out. We even get we get the preschool kids to help too.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I know. Yeah. It's a it's a challenge. But we pack these lunch bags, and then several of us, Mark and I, take 20, sometimes 30. But 120 lunch bags go within an hour.
Distributed in Desert Hot Springs?
Distributed in Desert Hot Springs to homeless people. And we just go, we know where they congregate, we know where they are, we go to the shopping centers. And you, as I say, you need to talk to them to let them know that they're a human being, that they have value.
So if you think about 120 lunches going within an hour, that's one of our communities in
the
Valley.
That's one of our communities in the Valley.
And it's fair to say that all of our communities are experiencing homelessness. Most of them, I won't say all, are experiencing homelessness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's a really big issue. One of the issues, or one of the reasons why we started the podcast, is to raise awareness about the district and the community, especially with everything coming up and that we're going to be deciding in terms of the strategic plan and the direction, and we definitely want the community involved in that process.
Mm-hmm.
What is one thing or a few things that you would like listeners to know about the healthcare district?
I think that we need to reach out to the community and be more proactive about community involvement. I personally am advocating for recruitment of expert advisors to our committees.
Okay.
I know that staff has indicated they would appreciate the help in grant review. I would love to see more participation by the community at our committee meetings, our program committee, and our finance committee.
And which are all open to the public, by the way.
All open to the public, yeah.
You can attend in person or virtually.
Yeah, you can call in by Zoom and raise your hand and speak up about what's important to you.
I recall that we did have residents involved in the committees in the past.
Yeah, I think what happened there was that there was some miscommunication about their role as advisors. And I'd just like to get back to that.
Right.
That we just need more transparency. We need more communication. I suggested that we mail our annual report to all of the residents of the district. I don't know what the cost of that would be, but at least they would see what we do. And I don't, because they don't get a line item on their tax bill that says Desert Healthcare District, they don't realize that there's a percentage of it that goes called ad valorem. a percentage of their taxes goes to the district.
That is correct. It's a small percentage, but it's a percentage of property taxes.
Property taxes, right. And it comes to like sometimes $6, $8 million a year income to the district.
So it adds up.
It adds up.
And we're able to actually distribute that money through grants to the community.
Exactly. And because we're hamstrung by the state legislature in terms of being able to get out and solicit grant funding, that we have funds left over at the end of the year that we haven't given out to nonprofits in the community. And I know that our legislative lobbyists are looking into how we might be able to change that, but
You mean how we might be able to change the way we talk about our grant opportunities?
Or solicit.
Okay.
Solicit.
Right.
I know that I love being out in the public and going to events and things, and I always have my business card out and say www.dhcd.org, and then I write menu and then grants.
Thank you for doing that, because all of that information is on our website. Mm-hmm. So I do encourage everyone who is interested in learning more about the grant programs, our initiatives, our other programs, please go to dhcd.org. Carol, so this has been a pleasure for me. Is there one last thing that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think at one point in time, you asked, you know, about nursing, and I'm always a big advocate for recruiting nurses. And I think that the advice that I would like to give to our listeners who are consider going into nursing is that it's a well-paid profession, but if you go in it for the money, it won't be satisfying to you. You need to be a team player, because it's all about teamwork and helping each other. It's an attitude about helping other people, a mindset that you're there to use your hands to help people get well.
And I will add that nurses are so very important. They are often the first contact that you have when you're in the hospital and you have a medical situation. Mm-hmm. So just from my personal experience with family members and friends who've been in the hospital, they often talk about how great the nurses were and how the nurses made a difference for them.
We need nurses.
Yeah, and you're a great example of an excellent nurse. Thank you again, Carol.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.org. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music.